Hit it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who is now able to get from point A to point B a little bit more reliably. It's me, it's Ben, and we're joined, as always, by our good friend and co-host, who apparently his go-to dance move is the sprinkler. It's Noah.
I'm so excited, guys, today. I'm standing instead of sitting for the first time in podcast history. Possibly the first time anyone has ever stood for a podcast, period. So I think I'm going to be a lot more energetic today.
I mean, the very, like, first, I'd say about 10 episodes, I did the podcast standing up.
Oh, that's right. You did. I remember that now. That seems like so long ago.
So not to poo-poo on your parade, but I did it first.
I did the first 10 episodes in the closet, our bedroom closet, before I realized, you know, this really doesn't matter that much.
Yeah. You're surrounded by a bunch of coats. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in this week to another episode of Noodles at Noon. You can check us out on our website, noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
Or anywhere podcasts are available, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, other places. And coming to you live this week from, I don't know, Noah, where are we coming to you live this week from?
The Denver Broncos Stadium, also called, what's it called now?
I don't know. They're probably going to change it again. It's called Empower Field at Mile High.
Empower Field, because we empower you to live your best life, right?
I'm pretty sure Empower is like a chain of nursing homes.
I can't tell if this is a pun or if you're being serious.
It's not.
I don't know what. Empower Retirement. We're ready to open some doors for you. Personalized features and modern tools that make retirement planning easier for individuals, plan sponsors, and financial professionals.
Retirement planning, not a nursing home.
Okay. So they have lots of money.
Yeah. They take all of your retirement money.
Well, apparently they have a trillion
dollars.
And buy
the naming rights to a stadium. Yeah. They buy the naming rights to a stadium. So coming to you live from Empower Field at Mile High because, quite frankly, the Broncos don't need it anymore. So... Or at least not for the next year or so, half a year, whatever. Noah, how you doing, good friend? I mean, you have a new desk, and I can actually see you this week and your new desk, although I'm out of focus now.
Whoa, you are like, yeah, it's kind of like...
There we go.
You know, when you're crying and you're teared up and you see everything in like a blur, that's kind of what your camera looks like right now. It looks
like
your camera's
been crying.
That is
normally how I see myself.
Now I can see you in focus. Yes, I have a new desk. I'm really excited about it. You know, as I've talked about several times, I'm now working for myself at home. And now that I'm like a few months in and have decided, okay, I am kind of committed to working from home now and working on growing my business, I decided over the Christmas break to purchase an ultra wide monitor, which I'm super excited about.
Ultra-wide.
It's 3440 by 1440, 144 hertz refresh rate. For those of you at home that are keeping track. And I also got a standing desk, which I'm really excited about because it's a lot deeper than my old desk. I can fit a lot more stuff on it. Ooh. My old desk, I couldn't fit my computer and an external keyboard on because it like wasn't deep enough. So now I can have my computer here and a nicer external keyboard. I can raise and lower it at will. Here, ready? We're going to lower now.
Ooh, he's going down. Well,
I don't know.
The desk is.
I'm going up on the camera.
He's going up, yeah.
And now I'm going to lift it back up. I don't know if this can
now
be heard. It definitely can't be heard by Ben. I'm not sure if it'll be
heard.
I can
hear it.
You can?
Yeah, not through the headphones. I can hear you all the way from the other city.
Oh, okay. Just that little motor cranking away. I did build this myself, essentially. It came in a bunch of pieces. So
it's steam powered.
Yeah, I'm actually making tea down here and the tea kettle is powering the crank that's turning the desk and making it go up. But it's exciting. It's nice to have like a quality desk here and a quality monitor and feel like I can do quality work, you know, quality tools to match a quality job as I'm so well known for, apparently.
You are. You do a quality job.
I don't know about
as far
that.
As I know.
As
I
far
was
as
talking
you know.
with as far as I know. I was talking with someone about you today because of someone I'm going to do some communications stuff with, and they have a website, and they have someone who works on the website. And I was like, I know someone who works on websites. And I was like, everything he does is just magic to me because I have no idea how it works.
When he forgets to renew the certificate and the website crashes every 3 months, it's just magic to me.
Honestly, it might be magic. I didn't know you actually had to do that. So
you have to do the SSL certification renewal incantation. Otherwise, it all just falls apart.
It's a potion that you pour into the Ethernet cable.
Yes. And it travels all the way to the server in California or wherever. Wherever our site wherever is hosted. I have no idea.
Me neither. Because it's magic. Could be hosted in the lost city of Atlantis for all I know.
Georgia?
That'd be cool. Could you do that? No, that's Atlanta.
I don't think it's lost. I mean, I know people that live there. You know, that would be cool. Build a server room. Like, turn the lost city of Atlantis just into one giant server room for, like, crypto mining and other.
I was about to say, if anyone finds the lost city of Atlantis, it's just going to be full of just computers that are mining Bitcoin. And
Speaking of, did I tell you my exciting news? I think you liked my LinkedIn post, so I think you know about this.
Yeah, I liked it. What does it say again?
My business, and actually really just our household, so me and Jesse and our dog Mochi, are now carbon neutral.
Oh, that's right. Yes, so, I did see that. That's really cool.
So I wanted to talk about this cool service, I guess you call it, that I've been looking into for a while and finally pulled the trigger on this week, called Ren, and their website is ren.co. And basically,
not a sponsor.
It takes you through this long process of calculating what your estimated carbon emissions are, like how much do you drive each month? How much power do you consume? Like, you can look at your kWh on your electric bill and determine what your like average electricity usage is. How much stuff do you buy every month? Does your dog eat food? What size is your dog? What kind of food do you eat? Like, a ton of questions. It was
what size are you?
How much do you eat? Do you eat one burger or eight?
Oh man, I had a burger last night and I ate it and I was like, I need more than this. But I was at Freddy's and their burgers are big already and I'm just like, I still need more than this.
They're big, but they're flat. You could roll it all up into a small hot dog in actuality.
Yeah.
It feels big because it comes on like a, it's like a giant dinner plate of a burger.
And you get
burger.
Two of them. It's got two patties.
But they're just so thin. I don't know.
Yeah, but I interrupted you and started talking about really greasy fast food.
Which defeats the whole point.
Which defeats the whole point.
The very non-carbon friendly fast food burger. But yeah, anyway, it calculates all this and then it tells you how much a month to donate, and then it gives you some opportunities to some different places to donate to through the Ren California Fund, I think it's called, something like that. But yeah, Jesse and I had talked about wanting to like, or I had kind of said like, it'd be fun if my business was carbon neutral, if I could say that. And obviously I'm not using a whole lot of resources because I just work from home in my house and maybe drive around to a client a couple times a month. But yeah, we just calculated like our whole household and everything for me, Jesse, and Mochi. And yeah, so we can say like our household is carbon neutral. And obviously like it takes a lot more than just donating a certain amount of money every month. Like that's not going to fix the problem, but it's a start. And I don't know, it's a good place to start at least, and can help in one small part, and hopefully we can continue to raise awareness and find better ways to be a little more eco-friendly, because this planet is pretty cool and I'd like to continue living on it.
It is a pretty decent planet.
It's all right. It's like top 10.
Have you been to Mars lately? It's not good.
Not good.
Very
man.
Dusty.
You can't even so go outside dust. There, I hear. They'll like, they won't let
yeah.
you. They won't let you
It'll
outside.
Just freeze.
Yeah.
Personal freedoms, man. I'm going to go outside if I want.
Well, what about you, Ben? You said at the top of the show that you have a new car. Is that implied?
Yes. No, I said I can get from point A to point B more reliably. I got a bus card.
That
given
is more reliable
Fairbanks, Alaska's
than...
notoriously good public transit system. I can now get some
dog sled.
Exactly. No, I did get a new car. Speaking of reducing your carbon footprint, I own two cars now. and I run them both at the same time. I have a sled that I attach to both of them, and it just pulls me behind as they drive along. I can only go on two lane roads. But no, I bought a brand spanking, no, not brand spanking new, it's from 2013. I bought a 2013 Mazda 3 hatchback, which, speaking of, it does literally get like 10 miles to the gallon better than my previous car.
Whoa.
So that's doing something, I hope. I mean, I'm still destroying to the environment. I'm just doing it slower.
Just doing it slower.
Yeah. I'm going to make this a more painful, longer death. But yeah, I've had that. I got it. We're recording on Sunday, so I got it a week ago today. So last Sunday, because it's totally illegal to buy a car on Sunday. It isn't, actually.
It's Sabbath rule.
It's a Sabbath. No, it actually, in the state that we live in, which is Alaska, you can't purchase a car on Sunday. As if it's like a private party, which I did buy it from a private party, it's fine. But like, if you go to a dealership, they will not sell you a car. Most of them just aren't open on Sunday. But
wait, is that a legal thing, or that's just car dealerships aren't open on Sunday? That's what I always
No,
assume.
It's like you genuinely can't.
Really?
Can't buy a car on Sunday. In Colorado, a car dealer can't sell you a car on Sunday. It's illegal.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
It has been on the books since 1950s. It's called the Blue Law. I don't know what that means.
Support our cops. Don't sell cars on Sundays.
Don't sell cars. It's one of a handful of laws and regulations that a state advisory group thinks doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what the initial thought behind that was. It like too many people are skipping church to go buy a new car? Is that seriously what it was? Or is there some other reason, like some factor that I'm not thinking of because I wasn't alive in the 1950s? That's interesting. I had never heard that before.
What's funny is the person. So this is an article that I'm reading about it from 2017. As far as I know, nothing's changed. But a advisory board was like, they brought 25 laws, including this one, that said we don't think these laws make sense anymore. Like, obviously, most dealerships aren't even open on Sundays. And why can't you buy a car on a Sunday? The person who oversees it is the person who is now our House of Representatives person.
Interesting. Well, now we know the history of car selling in Colorado, the great state of Colorado.
Yep. Timestamp 1610. None of this was interesting. There we go. Well, yeah. So I bought a new car. It is very nice. It drives far. It drives fast. It's a Mazda. I haven't decided on a name yet. Maybe we can make that. That's what I call it. I call it Zoom Zoom.
But
yes,
do you say it
I
like
call
that?
It Zoom,
like
Zoom.
Zoom Zoom.
No, I go Zoom Zoom. I go Zoom Zoom.
Zoom Zoom.
Zoom Zoom. And it's normally when I'm accelerating, I'll just go Zoom Zoom. And when I was driving my dad around last night, I would accelerate and just go Zoom Zoom. And then he started doing it too. It's like Zoom Zoom.
Zoom Zoom. Is it pretty speedy?
We can make that. It is pretty speedy. It's quite small and truly awful in the snow, which is great here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Front wheel drive, great. I'm gonna have a wonderful time with it in the summer, I'm sure, but right now in the winter I'll just continue to white knuckle the steering wheel a little bit, but I like it a lot.
I've pretty much retired my car right now because Jesse has the big Honda CRV, and we just take that everywhere right now. Like, my car just kind of sits unused for these months.
The Dodge Dart, not the
it got stuck in the parking lot of our townhouse complex for quite a few days, so
oh no,
I just kind of leave it there. And you know, May or like March or April will roll around. We'll get that car back out, get it fired up again. But
exactly, yeah. This car, it comes standard with traction control.
Ooh.
Which sounds great and is great when you're moving and you lose control. Like if I'm driving and it's in the snow and it starts to lose control, traction control will kick in. It's not great when you're not moving and you want to move. Because like if my car is in a bunch of snow and like the traction control turns on, it's just like, nope, I have no traction. I will turn off and my car just stops. So depends on when you're using it. But no, I've had a great time with it. It was funny. I think I sent you the listing for it before I bought it, or at least I sent you a picture of it, or at least I told you about it.
You sent me a picture after you bought it, yeah.
Okay. It was listed as a 2012 Mazda 3. And when my dad was going to add it to the insurance, because I'm awesome and I'm on my parents' insurance, he gave the insurance person the VIN number, and they're like, we don't have any 2012 Mazda 3s that have that VIN number. Like, we looked it up. Doesn't exist. Turns out it's a 2013. So I got it a whole model year newer than I was expecting.
Yo, my car's a 2013. We're like buddies now.
We're 2013 brothers.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so that's my new car. That's how I can get from point A to point B more reliably in my Zoom Zoom. And then, oh wait, I will say this. Speakpipe question. If you like Zoom Zoom, let me know. If you would like to submit another name for me to name my car, you can look up a picture, 2013 Mazda 3 hatchback. If you have any prophetic words or names that it should be named, leave a speakpipe at noodlespodcast.com.
Moses the Mazda.
Moses?
It goes up the hills and it comes back down. It comes down real angry, but it comes down.
And then at one point it needs his brother Aaron to hold his arms up when he's at the top of the hill.
That could be your brother's car. You can name your brother's car Aaron.
It is quite similar to my brother's car. It's the same color and it's also a hatchback.
So they can hold each other up. It'll work out.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
There, it works out. Good job, Aaron. The other thing, I went to a Broncos game yesterday. By yesterday, I mean Saturday.
The Fairbanks Broncos? They moved it.
Fairbanks Broncos. They moved it to Saturday because the game literally didn't matter.
Was it supposed to be a Sunday or a Monday or something?
It was. They moved it from today to yesterday.
Oh, okay. Just because they knew like Kansas was going to win, so it was like whatever.
Yeah, it was against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs already in the playoffs. It did kind of matter for them. Like, Kansas City still needed to win the game because they wanted to get the first round bye or whatever. So if they lost, then it wouldn't have mattered to the Tennessee Titans, who are another team that was trying to get that.
I remember them.
So the Chiefs needed... Yeah, the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs needed to win if they wanted that, but the Titans also won today, so it didn't matter. And it's not like the Chiefs were actually going to lose that game. It was against the Denver Broncos or Fairbanks Broncos, and no, it looked like the Broncos were going to win, and then they got to the fourth quarter and the Broncos were like, what if we didn't win?
Hey guys, you know what would be really funny?
You know what would be hilarious? What if we didn't win and we used all of our timeouts really stupidly? So that's what they did, and they lost.
Man,
They were winning going into that quarter, and they were like, y'all, 3/4, not bad. We won 3/4 of this game. That's a 75%.
So basically we won. We were ahead for more of the time of the
game. We won a majority of the game. We just lost all of it, though.
Just lost the end part.
The part that matters.
What I did appreciate was that I was invited to this game. Ben texted me yesterday and said, hey, you want to go to a Broncos game? And I was like out grocery shopping with Jesse. And I was like, yeah, you know, I think I remember him talking about that maybe next week or something. And I texted him like, sure. Like, when is it? 2:30.
I'm like, you have to be at my house in 20 minutes.
And I unfortunately couldn't. So,
yeah,
you got to go with your dad.
I did get to go with my dad, good friend of the show. This is so. My dad and I, we both really love baseball, And outside of baseball, there's not many other sports that we care about. And this is one of my favorite things to do with my dad is because like I also like hockey, football's whatever. I enjoy it, watching it. But I like going to sporting events with my dad, to sporting events that I know he doesn't really care about. And I like turn up the amount that I care to where I'm just like yelling and screaming the entire time. And I like doing that until my dad gets the same way.
Just baiting your dad into it.
Yeah, I'm just baiting my dad and be like, you know what? We're going to have a great time. So like the first few quarters, like the Broncos were winning. So I'd like stand up, cheer, get all excited. And then he would start doing that. And then the last quarter when everything was going terribly wrong, I was just yelling like, oh, that's so stupid. Why are you doing that? And then he eventually started doing that. I'm like, yes,
I got him involved.
Because you know my dad, Noah, he's not the loudest person on planet Earth.
No, he's not.
not
he's
by
a very
a lot
peaceful guy.
He's a very peaceful, very quiet man. Very stoic.
Yeah.
And watching him yell from like 1,000, because the tickets were like in section 500, watching him yell at football players from like 1,000 feet away was honestly the highlight of my Saturday. So
that sounds like it.
Yeah. That and hockey, because I can actually get excited about hockey because I love hockey. So whenever I take my dad to a hockey game, it's always fun to get him riled up about hockey.
Right. And we have like a fun local hockey team that the games are really fun to go to, and they're pretty good. At least last I knew.
Yeah, when was the last time you went?
It's been years. I mean, definitely pre-COVID, but probably a couple of years before that. I can't remember. I don't think Jesse and I have ever gone. The last time was with you. I went with you like a long time ago. I really can't remember.
That was in like fourth grade.
No.
No.
We went in like high school, I think. I'm pretty sure.
When?
High school.
Well, no.
Maybe not, but I don't
know.
I know
we went in like fourth grade. I don't know if we went in. Oh, wait. No, we did because I went with someone from church, and at the game I went to with someone from church, I won extra tickets to another game.
That's right, yeah.
And I took you to that one. That's right. Okay, I remember now.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I want to talk about National Static Electricity Day.
Everyone, you missed it by 2 days, or you missed it by a day. But yesterday, when you're listening to this, was National Static Electricity Day. So be sure to go shock someone you love and tell them you love them.
And that'll be shocking.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm shocked. This person loves me. Yeah, so I'm sure we've mentioned this before, but the thing that we use to make sure we like sync up our recordings and make sure we all start recording at the same time is a website called time.is. And just gives you like the current time based on something. I don't know. But it tells you also today's date, and then it'll give you like a holiday that's going on today. And when we were starting to record, I realized that today is Static Electricity Day. Here is the history of Static Electricity Day. Just kidding. I'm not actually going to read this because we already went down a rabbit hole with trying to figure out why you can't sell a car on a Sunday. But apparently, I'm looking for ways to celebrate. Oh, here's 5 interesting facts about static electricity. How about that? The sky has static electricity. It's called lightning.
No. What? It's all right.
Lightning.
What do we do? I can't escape.
Lightning is the result of electric charge between clouds. Static electricity. I like this one. The heading for this fun fact about static electricity is, there is power within you. Rubbing a balloon on your head and then putting a bulb on the charged balloon causes it to make small sparks. A bulb? So like a light bulb?
That's how the Chicago fire started. Too many kids messing with balloons.
And light bulbs, even though they didn't have light bulbs. I actually think the fire started because they didn't have light bulbs.
That is kind of a fire hazard, not having light bulbs.
Not having light bulbs. Photocopiers use static electricity to attract ink or toner to the paper. So it is all around, you know. Printers are using...
What? That's why I don't let printers in my house.
When I don't let printers in my house because I hate printers.
Yes.
Because they are legitimately the worst.
It's true. The wort.
They're the wort. They're the worst. Ooh, I like this. This has a thing called banter opportunities. So a way, it gives us advice for bantering about static electricity.
Good. We need this. We're on a podcast.
It says, are you telling us you've never said you had a spark with someone you got a static shock from? This is lame. This is just a bunch of puns. My job.
So static electricity, it's the day to tell someone you love them. You go up, you shock them, and they say, hey, are you sensing sparks between us? And then you shock them right in the nose.
Right in the nose. I will give you an inordinate amount of money to do that to Jesse.
Okay, as long as it's Jesse, that's fine.
Yeah. No, not your wife, Jesse. The other Jesse.
Were there more fun facts?
No, there's no fun facts about static electricity, Noah. It's static electricity.
But it's in the clouds. We learned something today. I'll bet you Franklin figured out. I bet it was static electricity he found. I thought it was maybe probably goblins. I bet it was just static electricity.
This is genuinely, it says National Static Electricity Day, frequently asked questions. Never thought I'd say those words together. One of the frequently asked questions is it bad to sleep with static electricity? And I would say, it's fine if you're married. We can move on to the game now.
That's the best way to end that section of the podcast. All right. Well, we do have a game this week. We played it before. I forgot what I called it last time, but we're basically going to be looking once again at Genius. And for the uninitiated, Genius is a website on the internet where if you're listening to a song and you're like, wait, what's she talking about here? It's like, it's too layered, too many analogies, too many things going on. You just go to genius.com, you type in the name of that song.
Every time I listen to Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yes, every time. Like, she really, really likes, does she like God? Is this song about God or her boyfriend?
Who are we maybe calling? What's going on?
Yeah, why is she so unsure about
why is she doing a song with Owl City?
Why does she look like Tom Hanks in this video? There's just so many questions.
Nah, you're just watching Big.
But Genius, you go in there, you type in the name of the song, and it gives you helpful information about what the song is saying, what the author is trying to get across in the song. So I have compiled 4 descriptions of song lyrics from different songs. All these are popular songs. These are all songs you should know. And I'm going to read the description, and then you have to tell me what the song and the artist is. So this is going to start off easy and get progressively harder. The first question. The author has had a rather extensive list of ex-boyfriends, but she has room for one more mistake. This is a brilliantly sarcastic line mocking the media that constantly reports on her ex-boyfriends and obsessively investigates who all her songs are written about. Obviously, it could also refer to her ex-boyfriends, or times when relationships don't end amicably. Also, note that in the middle of this line, a clicking noise can be heard. This sound is meant to imitate that of a pen clicking. And it gives the listener an image of the author actually writing out her new interest's name.
I don't have a pen that clicks near me. I only have pens with caps. Do you have a clicky pen?
I got a clicky pen.
There. You can write a blank space. I got a blank space, baby. Click. And I'll write your name. It's Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
You got it. Blank Space by Taylor Swift. I give you
my girl, T-Swizzle.
Your favorite author.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a point for the artist and for the song title. So you get 2 points for that. Beautiful. All right. Let's go in a little bit different of a direction for question number 2. It's impossible to describe the emotion that is evoked when he hears the song that reminds him of Marianne. It takes him back to a special time, There's a certain magic that surrounds not being able to pinpoint exactly what it is.
Oh, no.
I know you know the song because you've talked about it on the podcast before.
Marianne. I know, like, oh, my brain is not working. Sadly, the first thing that came to mind was Juliet by Taylor Swift, because now I'm just thinking about Taylor Swift songs. Romeo and Juliet.
They're all Taylor Swift.
Marianne, take me somewhere we can be alone. Wait, all you have to do is call. Oh no. I genuinely don't know. Like, I know, but I don't know.
I'll read it one more time. It's impossible to describe the emotion that is evoked when he hears the song that reminds him of Marianne. It takes him back to a special time. There's a certain magic that surrounds not being able to pinpoint exactly what it is.
Is it by Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars? If you don't know the song, you can just guess an artist if you'd like.
No, it's not by Bruno Mars. I genuinely can't get Taylor Swift out of my head. It could just be an Ed Sheeran song. I'm trying to think of like what songs I've talked about on this podcast.
It's an older song. I'll tell you that too. It's not a recent song.
Can I call Michael? I mean, I honestly don't know.
All right. Well, the answer, I'll read the chorus and then you'll know it. It's more than a feeling when I hear that old song they used to play, and
more
I begin
than
dreaming till I see Marianne walk away.
It's more than a feeling by Boston.
That's correct. So no points for that, but I didn't know if the Marianne was going to be a dead giveaway or if it was going to like kind of add further confusion and limit the songs that it could be talking about, because there aren't that many songs that.
Well.
Talking
See,
about
I think
Marianne.
The problem is I know that song, but I've never thought about the words to that song.
I don't typically think about my Boston
more
lyrics.
See Marianne walk away. Oh yeah, I guess it does have Marianne in it.
Yeah, good old Boston. More than a feeling.
Sorry, Mom.
I bet your mom got it. If she was still awake at this point, I bet she would get it. All right, moving on to question number 3. LAX is the airport code for Los Angeles International Airport. Hollywood, a Los Angeles neighborhood, is home to many people who hope to make their dreams come true. The use of cardigan suggests that she's there with just the clothes on her back, clothes not even meant for the dry Los Angeles climate.
It's Party in the USA by... Who sings that? Oh my gosh, it's... It's a party in the USA. Wow. Hop off the plane at LAX. I already know the song. Why am I singing the song? I'm just trying to remember who sings it.
You're correct about the song, obviously.
I'm correct, but yeah. Someone who knows this is very mad at me.
Someone sitting there screaming.
Because it's not Miley Cyrus. Is it Katy Perry?
I need a final answer.
No, she's the plastic bag lady. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Like a plastic bag.
Like a plastic bag.
Plastic
like
bag.
A plastic bag. I'm going to guess Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
You're correct. Yeah, and you got the lyric too. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Whoa! Am I gonna fit in?
The word there is fame, excess?
That's what it says. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Whoa! Am I gonna fit in?
I definitely didn't think it was something else.
This is back in her Hannah Montana days. It's gotta be tamed
That's
down a little
true.
Bit.
That's true.
All right.
Huh.
One more. You have 4 points, 4 out of a possible 6 so far, so you're kind of crushing it. Let's see what happens next. Barry carries himself with a level of sophistication that impresses every female that passes him by. Needless to say, he's on a mission and you're not a part of it.
Barry?
Barry. Who is Barry? Let's see if we can start there, figure that out.
Who is Barry? Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. Ooh, he's got some good songs. Copacabana, probably other songs.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's not it. Barry's on a mission, and Barry carries himself with a level of sophistication. Noah sent me the description, so I'm reading that. Barry carries himself with a level of sophistication that impresses every female that passes him by. Needless to say, he's on a mission, and you're not part of it. I don't know. I am going... For some reason, the only song that's coming to my mind is Sadie Hawkins Dance by Reliant K. But I know that's not it.
Just go with that. Why not?
Yeah, Sadie Hawkins Dance by Reliant K. You sent this in the private chat that includes Michael, and I'm kind of just stalling to see if Michael replies, because he might get it.
I was like, why are you talking about Gangnam Style?
Why? Yeah, I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
All right, the answer is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. That one, I would have been like, it really impressed if you'd gotten that one, because that was quite a hard one. But that
well,
comes
in my mind, the lyrics to that song are na 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 staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. I don't know. Oh, you can tell by the way. Oh.
Yeah, it comes from the very first line. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Needless to say,
but
he's on a mission.
Barry?
And you're not a part of it. Barry Gibb.
Barry.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point, because I had the exact same thought reading these lyrics. Like, I couldn't tell you what the chorus of Staying Alive is, but it's whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. But I didn't know that. Staying alive, staying
yeah.
alive.
Staying alive. The only one I really know the words to were Taylor Swift. Because I thought the answer to all these was Taylor Swift. I did know Party in the USA.
So that shows your musical taste. You got the Taylor Swift and you got the Miley Cyrus, but...
Yep. That, there's never been a more accurate depiction of my musical taste than Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. I do like Taylor Swift. I just don't listen to it as much as some people might think.
Well, now
or
we
more
think
than some people might
listen
think.
To Miley Cyrus.
I have honestly never intentionally listened to Miley Cyrus.
Uh-huh. That's what they all say.
That's what they all say. How often do you listen to Miley Cyrus?
I guess I've never intentionally listened to Miley Cyrus either. Let's go with that.
You can't blame this on Jesse. I know she only listens to Simon and Garfunkel.
That is true, actually. No, Jesse has diverse musical tastes, but it's like movie soundtracks and like Irish folk music. Those are
oh
her.
I should send her a band that I like that's Irish.
Do it.
They're called the Young Dubliners.
She probably knows who that is. She knows like the Irish music scene. It's
pretty
impressive.
Cool. Jesse and I do have very similar tastes in music, because we both
she
like La
Switchfoot.
La Land too. Does she like Switchfoot?
I don't think she's ever listened to Switchfoot. I'm sorry, I lied.
Well, then she's dead to me. Sorry, Jesse.
send her a Switchfoot mixtape, and she'll listen to it.
An Irish Switchfoot mixtape.
Yeah. Well, thanks for playing another round of Genius Lyric Song Game Doesn't Have a Good Name.
I think that's a good name.
It'll just
that's
get
as
longer
good a name
every
as we're
week.
Gonna get. Yeah,
just throw Cthulhu in there. That's what Michael did when he didn't know how to name the game.
Yeah, just add Cthulhu.
Genius Cthulhu. Whatever that means.
Genius Cthulhu. Well, thank you so much, Noah, for planning that game. Thank you for making it painfully obvious I only listen to Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, because what else would I listen to? And thank you all so much for listening, because you're all winners here at Noodles at Noon, because why not? We all need to be a winner, especially on a Monday. It is a Monday, everybody. So take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Have a great rest of your Monday. Noah, do you have anything else you would like to add?
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Okay, bye.